Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Forged 20. I am your game master for Tales of Lodrianth, Zach, and I'm here with Raph, Hunter, and Dalton as we continue our journey through the continent of Lodrianth. Last time, after requesting the services of a blacksmith, you all got some upgrades, and you all made haste outside, out of the town to find a way to get to Eden and Ethlar. And as you all traveled, Moros heard the sound of a horn of a great, something indicating him of a great hunt into the west, and after chasing this sound, you all came across a lake with multi-limbed monstrous prints leading into the lake toward a ruin on the other side. Upon checking the ruin out, you discovered a five-headed statue holding up a beautiful, ornate warhorn, and as Moros approached it, the statue was destroyed by a five-headed hydra, and after a grueling battle, the hydra swallowed Moros, and Moros ripped through him from the inside, and after emerging out of the other side, Moros ended up passing out and received a vision. And in his vision, he saw a beautiful giant elk facing away from him, saying, "Your hunt is not over." And as Moros woke up from this, you all decided to take a long rest and discuss that your best next step to get to Eden and Ethlar would be to head to the city of Brightstone, where you all have decided for the next 8 days to travel about 200, 250 miles north by foot to the feet of the Jagged Teeth Mountains. And after the first days of your travel, you headed through the Whisper Woods. You see some familiar sights early on in your travels, but you end up getting deeper and deeper as well and start seeing different aspects of the woods, but you guys don't veer off the main course too much. As you guys, near the latter half of your travel, begin to hit the rolling hills that will eventually lead up to the feet of the Jagged Teeth Mountains. And the Azure Coast begins to, fade off more further and further away as you guys continue to head north, where on your eighth day of travel, you start to emerge at the very base of a very large mountain, and inside this valley you can see some rivers converging into one and then spewing out into the Lodrenthian Sea on the east side. In the middle of this, like, river delta, I guess you could call it, is this very large, beautiful city that looks like it could host a large amount of people, maybe somewhere around 10,000. The skyline that you guys can see is this very beautiful cerulean elvish-like architecture with flowing lines that appear to look like waves and stuff. So you see a lot of white hues of dark ocean blue mixed with a little bit of gold trim up in there. And these buildings are very, they have pointed tips in their architecture and have very present curves to represent the flexibility of the sea. And as you guys are walking down this valley, down a pretty, it's not too steep of a slope, it's a little bit of a hill, but you guys are making your way down. Chorus, you have the highest passive perception. As you're walking with your allies down what's turning into a cerulean blue brick road, you feel something tingle on the back of your neck. You feel like you're being watched, and your eyes scan the brush and the bit of trees around you. And by this tree right over here, you very quickly see a humanoid-looking head that is covered in a hood turn like it's trying to hide from you. You're definitely being watched right now, and it's making you feel uneasy. What do you do, all of you?
I will kind of make a note of this, but I will make a little bit of a performance check to, pass off that I didn't actually see him, and I was kind of just gazing around, kind of just doing usual lookout shit.
Okay.
Bad, but, it's a 12. It's not the worst.
Okay.
And as I turn back and I continue facing forward, I'm gonna whisper to Lloyd, "We're being watched. Don't make it obvious, but there's a man in the bush behind us. If he does anything."
"No worries. I'll be ready for him."
And then I'm a continue walking, but just keeping my attention kind of focused, or not focused behind me, but like sparing a thought behind me as well.
Okay.
Keeping it in mind.
All right. Are you guys going to move a little more down the hill? Okay. We'll move you guys where you feel comfortable with moving for now.
We're going this direction over here, right?
So I will show you the direction you're moving.
I'm just pinged.
Yep. Not this direction. You're going to go down this way.
Oh, we're going towards the guy. I thought you said he was behind us.
No, it's you guys are walking towards him.
Oh, okay. Then that completely changes what I would want to do then. Because I thought, when you said back of the neck, I thought it was he was behind us.
It's more like that feeling of you're being watched.
Yeah. Okay. All right, then. I'm going to continue forward, and then as we get closer to the bush, within, let's say, 30 feet of it, I'm going to cast Idyllic Chains and on him and pull in, try to pull him down in the ground and grapple him.
Okay, Idyllic Chains. I have to make a strength save?
Yep. Or dexterity, either an athletics or an acrobatics skill check, their choice.
Oh, okay. So, 19.
That'll do it.
Alright, so you shoot out your idolic chains in an attempt to grapple this person, but they quickly start jumping up out of the way of it. Alright, get him now! You hear, and you see two goblins rushing out of the bush right in front of you. They are wearing the color red. You see that they are having, like, this red kind of, like, hood up. And they're wearing, like, black garb, like, black boots, everything else. And let's see here. Do you guys just... We're just going to roll initiative now.
Look at Lloyd. Are these the goblins I can kill or the ones I can't kill?
I don't know.
Do you remember you saying something about the people we're going to meet having being, some of them being goblins?
Yeah, but most of them are within Eden, and, well, the majority of folks in Eden are indeed criminals.
At 20. Sorry, goblins, I just got extra time. That sucks.
16. All right, Moros, you're going up first. What do you do?
All right, let me measure my movement. Awesome. Okay. I put myself right in the middle of them fuckers. You know, I put myself right here, right in the smack dab middle, so I can hit any of the three I want. And then Moros is going to... Let's see. Is there any features that might help in this move? Forgive me.
No, you're good.
Alright, so I'm going to attack the two goblins to my left and my right. I'll kill both the goblins. I'll leave the guy who's chained up.
Oh, he's not chained
up. He's not chained up.
Oh, he succeeded?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he rolled a 19 on his acrobatics check.
Quick ask.
Mm-hmm.
Does the guy look like a threat?
They don't have weapons on them that you can see right now.
I'll kill the two goblins.
Okay.
So, to the goblin to the right.
Okay.
And then the goblin to my left.
Holy shit, the same number twice. Okay, both attacks hit, so go ahead and roll me your damage, and then describe to me what happens as you slice in these goblins. They're not dead, they're still alive.
14. For the first one.
All right.
For the other. And then instead of multiple attacks, it's just one. So I'm going to chain it into just one kind of... Moros is going to start with a kind of arcing slash from the right goblin over to the left goblin. Missing the man, but hitting both the goblins with one sweeping strike around them, or cleaving strike, I should say, around them.
Gotcha.
And then after that, that is the end of his turn.
All right. Ooh, this is going to be interesting. All right. So, sliding down the hill, right up to more, Chorus, if you were looking up and to your right, you'd see some brush, and you see another figure with the same kind of, like, red hood, black kind of, like, you know, regular garb on, and this one has a sword, and you see this sword is glowing dark red as he's going to start sliding down the hill, and he's going to come with a attack with his blade.
So, before that, because I had to step away for a second, did either of those goblins die?
No, they're still alive.
Okay, cool. Alright, good to know.
Alright, so, you see this guy bring his, like, red glowing sword, and it slashes. Does a... Yeah, 24 would hit. You would take...
24? Ah, it just hits, yeah.
7 points of slashing damage, and then you're also gonna take... 4 radiant damage.
You're a bitch.
That is going to be his turn. Next up is one of the goblins. And I'm going to have the goblins share an initiative because they're going to both try to grapple Moros. So they're just going to get a strength check with advantage against Moros' strength. An 11, so you got to beat
Moros
11.
Is going to get Cybermend. He's going to get Yamcha'd.
12.
Ooh, a 12. Nice. Okay, so as these goblins try to jump on your arm and try to, like, grapple you down, you hear them say,
Where is the Arcanium? You have it. Our sensors detect it. You're going to tell us where it is.
Get off of me.
No!
He screams at you, spits on you. Tries to spit in your eye, but he misses.
God damn it, Gorbo.
Up next is Lloyd.
Fuck it, I'm gonna go in. I can move about. Right here, 25 feet. As I'm going to swing my blade, I'm going to... In somewhat of a confusion...
Arcanium? What Arcanium? You think we have Arcanium?
Yeah. Yeah.
An 8. You see as you try to swing your longsword at this goblin that is on Moros. Actually, by the way, you have advantage. You're technically flanking. Why don't you roll again? Before I even say anything. A 12. A 12 doesn't hit. I'm sorry. You swing your longsword, and as he's trying to grip Moros' arm, he kicks his legs on Moros' chest and does like a cartwheel and evades your attack.
The hell?
These little goblins are.
Roll me a perception check.
Quite acrobatic.
Roll me a perception check real quick. Ooh, nice. So, just for a moment, on the bottom of this goblin's feet, you see there's something strapped to it. It's strapped to his foot, and there's the straps meet into a circular little, like, shaped thing, and the ring grows purple, and it looks like it gives him a boost of force, as that's what caused him, caused your attack to miss him.
Well, I have extra attack, so I'm gonna swipe at his fucking leg.
Fifteen just hits.
Ooh, let me see if I can get a 20 out of it. Nope. Ooh, yeah.
Alright, he's pretty fucked up. He's pretty fucked up. As you swing your sword and leave a giant gash in his leg, and blood starts spurting out onto your face and all over your sword.
I'm gonna have his fucking leg blow up. I'm using my psionics.
He's still alive. But his leg, right where you cut it, it goes boom, and it just bursts. Blood fucking spatters all over the place. Is there anything else you can do on your turn?
No, I'm gonna laugh. I'm chuckling. She's screaming.
All right, is that your turn?
Yeah, that's my turn.
All right. So next up, you all hear suddenly a loud bang. This has to be one of the loudest sounds that you've ever heard. To describe it, it sounds like a gunshot to you guys, and you just, Lloyd, you hear a headed right towards you. What's that? Oh my goodness. A 24.
Yeah, that hits. Okay. That hits 100%.
Ooh, you're gonna take 12 points of piercing damage as you feel something shoot straight through your leg. Then you hear a voice begin to speak. This is your last warning. Tell me where you got that Arcanium. Your Minotaur buddies got underneath that cloak. And hand it over swiftly. But Lloyd, you recognize this voice. This is the voice of Graham, a goblin you've actually known for quite some time who helped you out so long ago. He's now here outside the outskirts of Brightstone. With that information, you can keep that in mind for your next turn, as there is one more person emerging from the bushes who's going to also slide down this hill and try to strike Chorus with his scimitar. He rolled a 19.
I will shield it.
Alright, as you create your magical shield and his sword isn't able to pierce through, it just bounces off as if nothing happened. Chorus, it is your turn.
Alright. Well, gun fucked up now, boys. There's a reason they got away from me. And I'm going to cast Spirit Shroud. I don't know why I did that, but Spirit Shroud, I now have a 10-foot circle around me of, or sorry, no. Any creature I can see within 10 feet of me has its speed reduced by 10 feet.
Nice.
So that is both these guys, and whenever I make any attack, I deal an extra D8 damage of my type. That I choose between Radiant, Necrotic, or Cold, and they cannot regain hit points until the start of my next turn.
Okay.
And what they will see is after being hit by the Radiant Sword, the mask, the eyes beneath the mask are gonna, like, glow red, and the mist of the blood from the goblin kind of hides this a bit. But a bloody mist is actually going to pour out from the eye holes. As I stare down the radiant guy, throw up the shield on the other guy, And I'm going to make two attacks on the dude who hit me with the radiant weapon with my hand axes.
All right.
That's a 28 to hit.
Absolutely hits.
And then the second attack is a natural one on that one. Doesn't matter though, because that 28 still gonna deal a lot of damage. 6,
ooh,
12
max
plus
damage.
plus another D8 of damage, of necrotic damage. So 18 points of damage on that hit. And I don't think there's anything else I can do this turn besides the stopping him from being able to move or regen HP or move more than 20 feet in his turn. So.
All right.
But yeah, there's a bunch of spirits of undead flying around me now.
All right. So, it is now the initial individual that you saw who was poking his head around the tree and ended up locking eyes with you guys. He is going to use Cure Wounds on his buddy, and his wound from his leg is going to at least stop bleeding for now. But he's not able to grow the limb back. And then, maybe his bonus action. I think Healing Word is the bonus action. Yes. And then going to run up to Moros and do an attack with his scimitar that he has. Rolled a 22. Do you have anything you can do to prevent that from not hitting?
I do not.
Alright, so you're going to take max damage. 7 points of slashing damage. And that's going to be his turn. Moros, it is your turn.
Clearly a threat. Didn't. Maybe thought they would turn themselves over. That this was a misunderstanding. But clearly, it's not at this point. At least in my perspective. After being stabbed in the back by this coward, Moros is going to turn around and attempt to bring the great sword over his head and overhand to straight through him to the ground. So sort of this like arcing down strike with the greatsword.
Nice.
That's the first one. I'm just going to do one for now because I'm going to divine smite this one.
Okay, are you hitting the human, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 21 definitely hits.
All right, so here's the regular damage. 7.
All right.
Here's the divine smite damage. Another 7.
Nice.
And then I bring the great sword down again because I have extra attack.
Okay.
12.
Well, misses, unfortunately. As your first attack hits him with your great sword and it causes a big gash on his like chest shoulder area. And then he sees you're coming for the backswing and he decides to lift his blade up as much as he can and bat your sword down. Alright, anything else you can do on your turn? Alright. Up next is the dude with the glowing sword, who, after getting some, nice little bruises and cuts from Mr. Chorus, he is going to swing his blade at Chorus again. Rolled a 15.
That's not hit.
That is not going to hit, so that is going to be his turn. Next up is this goblin, who is going to now lift himself onto Moros Omenborn's shoulders. And Moros, you're going to see him jump straight up into the air, and he's going to rotate as if he's going to land on his back. And you just see these little things strapped to his feet, full circles on it, and it starts glowing pink. And it's glowing right in front of your face. And he's going to drop kick you. Little extra boom that you see coming, and you duck because a 2 does not hit.
Definitely not.
That is going to be his turn as he lands on the ground on his feet and is looking up at Moros like, oh fuck, it usually works. Alright, Lloyd, what are you doing on your turn?
I'm gonna try to scream out. I think there's a misunderstanding here, boys.
Misunderstanding?
The goblin closest to you says.
I turn around, he sees the tattoo on the back of my head.
Oh, shit! Wait, guys! Stop!
You see the goblin raises his hand up. It's the one who had his fucking leg cut off.
Look, I don't want to lose any more limbs here. I lost a limb for no reason. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm sorry, brother. I didn't know you were one of us. We were looking for some Arcanium, that's all. I'm sorry. We felt some... Are these your allies? Oh, my leg.
Yes, these two are running with me.
Oh. Okay. Let me call the boss down here. I can't walk up there. Gurb, can you walk up there?
Yeah, I can walk up there. Hold on.
You see him run up the hill. You see he's escorting a goblin with a scarred face. One of his eyes has a scar going straight down it. And he has a white eye underneath. His other eye is green, however, and he approaches Lloyd.
As he gets within 10 feet of me, he slows down.
He's just walking slow.
It's like a fucking...
What is going on?
I'm not dropping it. I don't give a fuck. I ain't dropping
He's
it
doing
yet.
A slow-mo entrance right now.
Fucking slow-mo entrance, indeed. As he approaches Lloyd. And he speaks to you.
You're a member. Who are you? Take off that mask.
They could be best done in private.
All right. I can take you to our hideouts in the city of Brightstone. You almost follow me, though, with haste. Can't risk getting caught by the golden dragons. They guard this city, and I think they're on to us.
We can take a back way. Understood. If we go down this river here, it leads into a sewer, and it takes us right into our base. So, follow us. Your friends are safe, too. All right.
I'm gonna go up to Chorus and Moros.
He walks into us. I'll drop it.
These guys are part of the web. We should be fine. If we want to make it to Eden, best if we tagged along with them.
If we weren't with you, they would have killed us.
I would try.
As would most groups.
Oh, no. All right, give me a second, and I'll turn, I'll throw my axe at one of the... at a bush, see if I hit something. I need a heal. Let's try to see if I hit a rabbit.
Not a rabbit, but...
Is there a rabbit in this bush?
There's a snake.
Good enough, that gets me a D4 of healing. I need HP back. Oh, that was damage I just did. Oops. Alright. Oh, I'm no longer almost halfway through my HP.
Alright,
well, we're in the downtime. I forgot his name already again.
Oh, Graham? His name is Graham.
Graham. I'm the one who fucking named him that.
Also, Arcanium? I'm gonna be real. I don't have any Arcanium on me. Y'all fucking sensors are all fucked up and wrong, so.
Well, I don't think their sensors are fucked up, you hear Echo say from your...
God damn it, Echo, shut the fuck up! Sorry, there's a talking sentient being that lives inside my stomach.
Interesting. Maybe that's the Arcanium we were picking up.
The living creature?
living creature? Come on.
I mean, yeah.
We're not stupid.
Do you want to see him? He's alive. He talks to you.
Let me see. I've never seen some sort of arcane tech that's like a living being.
It's alive. The bitch can move on his own. I mean, he could before, but he can't no more.
Let me see.
Do you solemnly swear you won't try to touch him?
You can't take these people on their word. They just tried to kill us.
No, but if he doesn't, follow up on it, I can just cut his hand off and not get in trouble by my gods.
I'm a man of honor. Just have a bit of a strict moral code, that's all.
But man of honor, you attack from the shadows, attempting to kill people you don't know.
That's how I know how to survive. Why don't you stop making assumptions about me?
I'm not making any assumptions when you attack me. Unprovoked. I'm not making any assumptions. You did that when you came out of the shadows thinking we'd be an easy mark. Watch your tongue.
In his defense, I did initiate combat. Non-violent combat, but I still initiated combat. Hold on. Echo, do you want to meet these people?
Well, interesting. Yes, I would love to meet them.
Cool. Fair warning, they might try to rip you out of my stomach, so.
Oh, I sure. Don't,
and I'll
I
pull
don't
the I'll pull the cloak down.
Very metal.
As you pull the clip down, you guys see the purple orb with an adorable little face in it that is Echo. Looks around.
Oh, interesting. I've never seen people of this kind wearing this kind of garb. They have technology that's, well, subpar to what was prior the Falling Skies, but this is quite amazing.
So, sentient being living inside my stomach.
Interesting. But it's not... What the fuck? How is this thing programmed? Jesus, this hurts my brain. This isn't my line of work.
I think you should stop referring to Echo as a thing. Considering Echo is about 300 times smarter than any of us, so.
More like 10,000, but yeah, whatever.
See, I don't even know how big that number is.
That's the number.
Moros is still only on 8.
And we just got him there.
Well, I guess you travel with an interesting group. We'll allow you guys safe passage into our hideout, and you're gonna show me who you are. There's something oddly familiar about you.
Oh, I will. Just not in front of everyone else.
All right. After about 4 hours it takes to get from here through the sewer, navigating a very tight, narrow sewer into this base that is inside of the sewers, literally. They lift up a hatch, you climb a ladder, and you emerge into a semi-nice-looking hideout. I mean, it looks like they keep up with it for the most part. It's mostly made of, like, you can see stone. There's a lot of metal piping all over the place. Kind of like, this looks like it's part of the city's sewage system and stuff like that. And, goddamn, I'm trying to load this map. It's taking forever. Anyways, you all can find a place to sit down. There's a table that you guys can sit at. There's a couple of, like, couches and sofas and stuff. This looks like a place where they spend their downtime a lot of the time. And there's only 6 of them, so it's a very relatively small place. I don't know why this isn't loading for me. 1 second.
Refresh. I'm gonna sit near the fucking Lloyd and ask him what the fuck is going on.
All right.
feet right next to you. All right, Lord, before you go talking, then can you give me some sort of briefing on where the hell these people are, where and what the hell are they doing? I don't understand. It's very complex, I see, this web you speak of.
Well, they're trying to get a leg up over Eflar through Arcanium. Or at least that's what I think, from what I've gathered.
This Arcanium, this is very powerful to these people, important to them, clearly.
There's a reason why Eflar is leagues ahead in terms of tech, and as well as their superiority over Eden.
I see.
The things you see that the goblins have here, and some of the others. It's all junk tech. Scraps. Thrown out by Eflar. Long ago, we don't get much that's new. And well, the web is quite big. Much, much, much larger than what you are currently seeing.
This is but a small subgroup, you'd say.
In an army, this would only be the handful of just a few.
Ah. And these are good people, you'd say?
I wouldn't say good people.
Okay. Well, that takes care of most of the questions I had. So if things go sideways, we can defend ourselves guilt-free.
Yeah, we could. We could.
Hopefully things don't go sideways. Clearly you're... Moros holds up two fingers, friends, quote-unquote, with them.
Not with all of them, but that one right there, the leader, clearly.
I see.
He's the one who helped me escape Eden back in the day.
The message, Zach?
Well, then. I'll let you take the lead, as long as they don't go trying to take any more imaginary Arcanium from me.
No worries, they. I'm with you once I've revealed who I am to Graham, the leader. Mm-hmm. We'll be safe. Everyone won't be on guard against us any longer.
Moros nods. Very well. That's all I had. And he goes back to trying to count past 8 on his fingers. Every time he gets to 8, you see him get really frustrated and pissed off that he can't get any further. 8, what comes after 8?
9.
Stop telling me no in Goblin.
Gross.
8.
My hand goes for the hand axe, shaking violently for a second, but stops. No. Moros. N-I-N-E. 9. Not goblin for no. It's the next number after 8.
Moros nods. 9.
Gotta fucking kill a goblin.
What?
Lloyd, he's your problem. I can't do it no more. I can't. I've tried. This is the 7th time I've told him about 9. I can't do it anymore. I'm losing it.
It
changes the language every time. It goes from goblin to kobold. He starts talking about fucking fairy elves and shit. I don't even know what that is. I don't know what a fairy elf is.
I assume it's a fairy and an elf, but one being.
Wouldn't that just be a half elf? I don't know. I'm confused. I'm losing my mind. This has been the last week.
The only half elves I've met are human elf.
You never met no orc elf? That was pretty common back in the day.
Back in the day. You know, today's a little different.
Yeah, I guess they did stop kidnapping all the elves. The orcs have become a bit more civilized recently.
Well, I don't think I want to teach him how to count.
Oh. God.
He'll understand eventually.
Do you think there's any goblins in here I could just take my frustration out on real quick?
No, you kill one, you're gonna have an entire city, like a mega city worth of not just goblins, but pretty much every race possible coming after you that aren't orc elves.
Too bad. Well, let's go reveal your identity to people and... Ooh, hey, gold. No, I'm kidding. I won't go steal their gold.
I mean, you can make transgressions against people. Typically, everyone would want to fight. And if you win the fight, you would technically be in the right, even though you are in the wrong. They respect strength.
Nope. I gotta stay to my moral code. You know, it's fine. It's fine. Well, we will deal with it.
Alright. Well, suit yourself.
Blood from something else. Hey, y'all have any large... livestock animal ready for slaughter at this time?
No. Can't say we do. Anything that we have is already killed. Are you hungry or something? Do you like killing your own food or something?
Something like that.
Interesting. Well, you, we're here, so now that it's all said and done, you can drop the mask.
I said in private.
In private? You can't do it amongst your brethren.
You'll understand.
Roll me a persuasion check.
All right. 15 succeeds. Just barely.
He squints his eyes at you. You see his one white eye gets a little more narrow, and his green eye does too. He looks you up and down.
Fine, but you try any funny business, it won't end pretty. Come on.
He points back to this double door over here. He starts escorting you this way.
All right.
Opens the door.
He said in private.
And he closes the door.
We'll stay out here and make sure nobody does anything.
Nods. Now the door behind you guys is closed. Now you guys will be hearing a muffled version of this conversation, but you'll be able to hear everything. So, you see that Graham, he crosses his arms, looks up at you.
Now, take it off.
Oh, ew.
I start, you know, like, cracking my neck, stretching a little. Man, been a while, Graham.
Ready for this?
Sure has. Sure has been a while. And I remove my mask.
Holy shit. Lloyd. I didn't think I'd see you again after I got you out of Eden. How are you doing?
He comes and raises a hand as if he's gonna, like, shake your hand.
I shake it back. Well, not doing too bad, not doing too bad. Things are a little crazy right now, though. I mean, obviously, I'm here. And I've got a favor to ask.
All right. What kind of favor are you looking for?
I need to get back to Eden.
So you want me to take you out, and now you want me to take you back in. Because once you know once you get back in, it ain't easy to get back out.
I know.
What's bringing you back home?
Unfortunately, Arcanium.
Yeah. That stuff's got you and me both in a bind, huh? You see him kind of look down. Looks back up at you. I'll help you out, but I need something from you first.
Anything.
Smiles, hearing you say that.
See, I'm on the hunt for Arcanium right now. We were actually doing a search to see if we could find any in the area as a... Because, well, we were getting ready to smuggle two pallets worth onto a ship and transport it to Eden and Eflar. Smuggle it into the city. Try to help, you know, grow the web. And, we got caught. Somebody got some bad information on the guards. We thought they would make their rounds at a certain time, but they came a little later than usual. They saw us trying to put these two pallets on at night. And I'll be honest with you, these golden dragons, they love to ask for shipping paperwork to know what we're shipping. And we can't let anybody find out who this is.
Well, they are quite an annoyance.
For you and me both. And we were about to get caught. We couldn't get caught red-handed with it. I'd rather them just find it. So we slipped back into the shadows, but we had to abandon the cargo. And we followed them to where they took it. And they took it to a local hideaway that they have in one of the districts of the city in Tidepool Alley. There's a lot of, like, small shops and stuff over there. General store and all that like. And they have a little evidence warehouse over there. And I think they're very close to finding out about who we are and what we do. And that would cause a big problem for the boss.
Trying to figure out why they have you guys out here trying to get Arcanium when majority of it isn't within Eflar.
Well, between you and me, a lot of the supply of Arcanium has been coming from the craters from the Falling Stars Calamity. We've been finding some down there, but I saw something not too long after I let you go. It absolutely scared the shit out of me, Lloyd. I ain't never seen nothing like that before. It looked like a squid, but like a person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is the reason why I need to get back into Eden.
Wait, you saw him too? Tell me, did you see it? Did you see it eat someone's fucking brains out?
Yeah. It was a little dark, but yeah.
Oh, fuck. It's funny because I'm not a hesitating when I kill people. But I just poke a little hole in them with this here gun. Seeing someone get their fucking head devoured is like a whole nother fucking thing.
I don't know. But if you can help me get those 2 pallets of Arcanium back, we can all grab the Arcanium, hop on the ship, and make way for Eden. It'd be a couple days sailing, but we'd get there.
Gun? Is that a new development?
Yes. One of the Skywatch accidentally dropped it on their patrol down a deep labyrinth, and I was willing to go to great lengths to go down this, like, ravine to pick it up. And I found it, and I learned how to use it. And my God. Well,
it sure packs a punch. That shit hurt.
My bad. Maybe we should patch that up, huh?
Nah. You know what they did to me. It'll heal in time.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Well, that shit's out of the way. I guess you want to put your mask back on so the other boys don't know about you.
Yeah. Yeah. Though, when I do get to eat in a... Could you perhaps give me a letter, you know, of recommendation for Mama Mabel?
He nods. Absolutely.
She does make good quality skin masks.
Smiles. All right, well, I'm gonna cook something up if you guys are interested in eating something. Probably some soup. And then, as it gets late into the night, maybe we can go take care of this business, huh?
Sure thing.
All right, he nods, leaves the room. Everything seems fine and calm, at least from the standpoint of Chorus and Moros. And you guys enjoy a nice meal of some hearty soup, and you all can roll me a D10, and you guys are going to get some temporary HP back, or some temporary HP based on the result that you roll.
How? What is it? Is it like later towards the night at this point?
It is about 7 p.m.
I
yeah.
One.
One. Okay. You roll this first. At some point, I'm going to try to catch Graham alone. Is there a way out into the city? I have some business I need to attend to alone.
He nods, points over to this the sewer line, because it's a sewer line that opens into this big room, and then the sewer line technically continues and the water spilled out all over the floor. But you follow this right here, this opposite sewer pipeline, there's a ladder that leads up. And you push this little disc up, and you'll be inside the city. You'll be in an alleyway, so you might not get caught, but you don't know who's, you know, chilling in an alleyway doing who got to know what.
All right. And then I will look at him. And if they ask where I went, just say I'm doing a favor for you, and I'll throw him 10 gold.
All right.
And I will message you what I'm going to go do.
Now it's time for the second part of this. You guys are now going to do a smuggling operation. So, you guys are going to head to the district called Tidepool Alley. And as you all make your way in the night, you all go down this narrow alleyway, and then it opens up and you see this rather large warehouse-looking building. You can see 2 loading docks there, as if carriages would back up into them and people would offload cargo. And you see 2 guards in golden dragon scale-like armor guarding the front entrance of the door that is between the 2 docks. You all are being accompanied by the same individuals of the web
that you all encountered earlier. So Graham and the other members are with you as well. You guys are, it looks like you're close on the map, but you're not. You guys are a little bit of a way. So that way you guys can, you know, generate a plan and stuff like that. So what are you guys going to plan out? How are you guys going to do this? You can see that this place is completely posted up with guards.
I'm out of my element here. This is beyond me. I will follow whatever your plan is, Lloyd.
My plan.
This is up to you, Lloyd, on what we do here.
Well, Graham, you know this place better than me.
All right. Don't want to go in the most obvious entrances, so the front and the back, but it looks like there's some side doors that we could get through. If we could maybe distract these guards somehow, draw them out, either silently take them down or get right by them and get inside the building to try to find the cargo, that'd just be step one. Step two is opening these docks here and getting the cargo out and onto the docks that are no more than 50 feet away. As he points at the dock, you can just see a very small bit of it because you guys are looking down an alleyway. But you see a couple of boats just kind of like swaying that are tied to the shore.
Technically, there's a way I could get their attention. Gonna be the easiest thing to get away from, though. And honestly, I cannot really control whenever it happens. It's kind of just up to them. Or I could become the prospector.
Strokes with his shoulders. Are we just trying to get these onto the ship, correct?
Mm-hmm. We're trying to get on the ship.
We are trying to get on the ship with this.
Gotta get Eden. Or Eflor, whatever the fucking one we gotta get to is.
I'll be honest, I was still struggling with the counting thing while we were making these plans and such, so my apologies. Could we just kill them?
No. Uh-oh.
Yeah, there goes my plan, then. I'm all out of ideas.
We could kill the guards. It just would be a very bad idea, because this is, like, the largest religious group, and they are kind of fanatical.
Yeah,
if you remember the gold dragonborn lady we met? She's part of their little group.
Lady. Yes. Oh, why don't we get her?
Wait a minute, you have their symbol.
I have what?
She gave you their symbol as like proof of identification, saying that she vouches for you.
Moros looks in his like pouch pocket that he's got attached to his belt. He looks down, opens it. You mean this? And he holds it up.
Yeah. A little signet thing. You think this will work, Graham?
You think I could get us on that boat? Moros smiles.
Maybe not on the boat, but inside the doors.
I think it could maybe get us a little bit of a foothold to at least get inside and learn the location of the cargo. Yeah, I think it could be valuable. You just have to come up with a good excuse on why you're here.
I've been informed that there are going to be thieves here tonight in this very docks to take a ship into Vulcanium. That's what I'll tell them. They're going to be here any minute.
No, hold on. That's gonna just set them on higher alert. They just increase the guard at that point.
I don't know. I'm not good at plans.
Okay, surprise inspection? Third
I
party?
I go in there. Okay. Yes. Surprise inspection. I go inside, and then I kill.
Maybe we don't murder them?
Very well. I will not murder them. I will surprise inspection them. He quotes with his fingers as he says it.
More, a surprise inspection is not a euphemism for us cutting their heads off. It's we're gonna pretend that we need to
what
go
the hell is
inspect
a euphemism?
The car.
Did you just insult me?
Oh, what I'm about to. All right. Listen, Moros, just pin the badge to your fucking chest. I'll do the talking. I'll do the talking. You just act all fucking haughty and like you're somebody super important. All right.
He nods.
That's all you gotta do. Just don't say anything. Just look super important. All right.
Don't say anything.
Cross your arms and nod.
He's actively crossing his arms and nodding.
Do that. Do exactly what you're doing now, but to them.
And every once in a while, I'll shake my head no in disappointment.
Yes.
Like I see something I shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I'm gonna disguise self, and I'm going to change into a small golden kobold. But like dressed in these like really fancy silks and things like that, wearing like a one of them like little bard hats with a little feather off the top that's kind of like pointed towards the front, like the little Robin Hood hat.
Oh, okay.
But the ones with the flat tops, and I'm gonna be Moros' squire, his little like aide.
Hell yeah!
All right. Listen, here's what we're going to do. All right, Moros, my name is, what is my name? What is my
Pickle
name? All right, I'm now Pickle P. All right. I am your little servant, Pickle P. I do the talking for you. I introduce you. I'm going to get us in the door. Just put that badge proudly on your chest. Show it off. Make sure they see it. And I will get at least three of us in. I don't know about the rest of you. You all are sneaky little bandit people. You could probably figure it out yourselves. All right. Sound good?
Moros spits on the badge and shines it.
That, all right, cool. Gonna have to teach you how to spit shine later. All right. Let's go.
Where the hell is Moros?
God damn it, Moros. Just follow me.
Yes, Pickle P. Follows quietly.
Introducing his lordship, the Honorable Knight, Moros Omenborn. Here on order from... Corvus would remember the name. I don't remember the name, because it's been a few months.
Her name is Crocker Liliosa.
On word of Crocker Liliosa to... do a surprise inspection on you lacking guards to see if you're actually doing a good enough job to protect this cargo that is so important to the order. And as proof, I point to the badge on Lord Omenborn's chest. We have her token. So, are you going to block our way or let us inside?
Shakes his head no.
Roll me a persuasion check with advantage. Or deception, whichever one you prefer.
Alright, persuasion check, you said?
Or deception, whichever you prefer.
Deception. Yes, it should be deception. You said with advantage?
Yes.
Natural 20.
You see them, they're kind of just standing there, looking down. At first, they look a little intimidating. They have, like, dragon-like masks for their helmets. And then you can see one of the guy's eyes grow really wide.
He looks at his buddy very slowly.
Okay. We're so fucked.
You hear him whisper. They're not even... He's trying to be quiet about, but you can hear him.
Take note of that, Lord Omenborn.
Oh, you heard me. Oh, no. I was kidding. See, I was just kidding. Come on in. And they open the double doors for you.
I'm going to deeply bow, and I'm going to put my arms forward like I'm guiding in Moros and Lloyd.
Moros nods as he does so and then follows him in.
As you all enter,
All right. You
see a very large warehouse room lined with racks on racks on racks. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 racks in here. And there's crates just kind of like put on top of here. You can see that some people are using some sort of mechanism like a pallet jack to move these pallets and cargo in and out. You can even see some like wood and stuff all over the floor. You don't really see any guards inside, however. It seems most of the guards are at the perimeter. At least from where you're at now, it seems like the inside is relatively empty. But there's so many boxes of cargo, and you don't exactly know what you're looking for.
Do we notice the warehouse clerk?
It's Pickle P.
No, not yet. You guys cannot see them from this angle.
All right.
As soon as we enter the place, Moros looks around for maybe like five, like it's, he's being silent as can be. He's going to glare, his eyes squinting, looks left. Starts arcing up towards the ceiling, looking around to the right, and back to the center. And you just hear him click his hook. And he shakes his head. And he leans over to Pickle P. And he just points at a random spot in the ceiling, and then over at a random spot in the warehouse, and he just shakes his head again.
You're doing a great job, Moros. Keep it up. Alright, Lloyd, you know better than we do, at least what we'd be looking for. Wait a fucking minute. We have, like... Why am I so stupid? I apologize, y'all. I keep forgetting Echo exists. Hey, Echo, you're made of this shit. Can't you find it somehow? Like, resonate with it?
I've never tried. Let me try. You see him...
Lord, the best thing you ever did was pick up this ball. I swear to God, we're so stupid for not using this thing more. It's like a god.
Nope, nothing. I don't think I can sense it.
Never mind, I take my words back. He's not a god.
Oh.
He's a very cool machine, not a god.
He smiles.
Do you have any way of identifying Arcanium?
I could try.
Your psionic telekinesis powers, do they like fucking do shit?
I have an idea, Moros says.
If it's smash a crate, don't do it.
I will simply ask them where their Arcanium is stored and to see proper safety when handling said things in proper storage.
Yep, the inventory on the Arcanium.
You're a genius.
See if any of those goblins gentlemen? May have taken some.
You see someone in, not wearing the dragon mask, but wearing the golden dragon armor approaching you. It's a olive-skinned female with her hair in a braid back. Her green eyes are looking down at Pickle P. Is there something I can help y'all gentlemen out with?
We are. Well, finally, you showed up. Only took you about 2 minutes and 56, 57, 58 seconds.
Moros nods his head.
Lord Omenborn here, on order of Lady Cracker, has come here for the random third-party inspection to make sure you all are doing your job and properly securing the Arcanium.
Arcanium?
A really pretty metal that is very resonant with specific types of magic.
Well, we did find something abandoned on the docks recently. We're trying to.
You just picked up an abandoned package.
Well.
You didn't think this could be like a safety concern at all?
Well, would you rather get a bunch of civilians get blown up or a bunch of people who serve?
I mean, if you ask me, the civilians got it coming, but they shouldn't have been standing near explosives.
Well, how are they supposed to know what the explosives are? Here are the two crates that we found the other day. You see that the lids are on securely. She opens it.
I'll pull out a dagger and I'll pop the lid for you, Lord Homeborn, to inspect with all your glorious knowledge.
Moros nods, but then looks at the woman sternly, and then he kind of nods for her to back away. Like with his head, he just tells her, get out of here.
Roll me a persuasion check. 12. She raises an eyebrow.
Can I have assistant?
She just raises an eyebrow and kind of walks away. I'll be at my desk if you guys need anything or have any questions about your inspection, okay? She just walks back to her desk as if nothing's happened.
Morals nods.
Is this And after she's gone. Alright, Lord, is this what we're looking for?
What you guys can see is this, like, very translucent purple kind. It looks like gems just sitting in this crate. Very disorganized, not, like, secured very well. But you can just tell it's all been stuffed in here. But it's ready for transport if you guys are willing to find a way to take it out of these, the closed docks, rather.
Well, we do have the bag, correct?
Yeah, we do.
Can't we just stuff it all in there?
How heavy is it?
I don't know.
As of right now, we have 75 pounds of material in the bag. We can fit another 425.
Hmm.
I mean, I can start just stuffing.
I guess let's see how much we can carry before we decide to just dip out with the rest.
Okay. I'm gonna start shoveling shit into the bag.
Bag of holding. Hold on.
I'm gonna do it stealthily, though. I'm not gonna, like, as I said, shovel. I mean, sleight of hand.
Yeah.
Try to do it as quietly as possible. That's a 22.
22. Yeah, that's as you're just quietly grabbing stuff. You're grabbing it just because of disguise self. You look like you're small, right? You still are technically
large. I'm still the exact
huge
same height.
Chunks, just putting them in the bag. It's like when a video game glitches.
Yes. The fucking materials floating over Pickle Pea's head.
Just going into the bag.
And just disappearing into thin air, yeah.
Well, your guys can hold up to, 500 pounds, but you have an intellect devourer corpse in there, you have a vampire head, a vampire hand, you have 50 pounds of teeth in there, you have 75 pounds of flesh, and 10 ounces of Hydra blood.
25 pounds, I thought, of flesh.
So, we'll say you guys can probably
25 pounds,
about 350 pounds up in there.
Yeah.
Which is enough for one crate.
Well, that's all we can get right now is one crate. Also, hey,
we could just say that Lady Crocker needs these.
We don't even have to tell them. We could just resecure the lid. But also, before your friends get back, we can say that about half of this is what we were able to find, or what we were able to carry out. Keep the other half for ourselves.
I think it'd be best if we just give it to them.
Alright, fine. I mean, they can't detect it's in a pocket dimension, but...
Well, they do have junk tech, and some junk tech can tell lies.
That's ridiculous. God damn it. Alright.
Well, let's just say the web isn't really all that trusting of each other. So.
Fair enough. I'm taking 10% as our commission, though.
You're taking how much?
You 10%. See the I'm open to bargain with that. There's 350 pounds in here. If we can't take 35 pounds of it, there's something wrong.
That's the thing. We kind of need all of it.
Well, there's another crate here for you. We can't carry the rest of that crate.
We need both crates. That's the problem.
For what?
We've got to take it to Eden. It's what our boss has asked us to do. Saying he needs this stuff.
Alright. I'm going to tell you why we need it now. And I can tell you our reasons.
Chorus,
a bit more fucking important.
Chorus. No. No.
We're making too much noise.
You shut the fuck up, Chorus.
We're making too much noise.
Oh, I'm pretty sure they murdered everyone.
Pickle Pete. Pickle Pete.
God damn it. Fine.
Hey, is everything going okay in here? Hey.
No.
Who are these guys? You see them pointing to the guys behind you.
Damn it.
Dissidents.
What'd you say?
Dissidents. They're dissidents.
What does that even mean? You see the guard throw up his hands?
It means they are your dock workers that are thinking we're thieves, you miserable employees. You insult Lord Omenborn like that.
Roll me a deception check.
I'm going to help.
We're going to see if we can keep this up all night. A 24.
24.
These are just
and,
regular everyday
yeah, 24.
Guards. They're not, like, super powerful people. So. Wait. Lord Morris Omenborn. Who is that? I've never heard of Lord Morris Omenborn. I'm sorry. What's the disconnect here? We're just supposed to be guarding all this shit.
I'm going to backhand the shit out of you.
You're not my superior officer. You can't backhand the shit out of me.
I point to the badge. I point to the badge. I am now, bitch.
Wouldn't he be the superior officer? He's the one with the captain's badge.
Work directly underneath him. What? So,
you ask our
are
Lord
my
to
superior.
Speak.
Exactly what he said.
You see this guard crosses his arms? Jesus Christ, I didn't even know they had people working overtime tonight. You know, that's my bad. Whatever, man. Didn't have to be a fucking dick about it.
Justice never sleeps.
You see the guards? They kind of look at each other. They look a little pissed, but they go back out to their post outside.
Fine. Never mind. Doesn't matter. Take the fucking shit. We'll go. They're getting us on that fucking ship. I want no fucking questions about any goddamn thing I do on that ship.
Of course, you're kind of playing with on a thin line here.
I'm already very high strung because I learned some news today that is really bad, okay? And I don't need these annoying little fucking assassin people being all uppity on materials. And I need to get on that fucking ship right now.
It's not even about them. It's about who wants those materials.
There's a certain thing that wants me that is getting closer, and I need to get on that ship, and I might need those materials. Some of those materials is all I'm saying. And he's like, hands are like balled together beneath his head, and they're like vibrating. They're tensed so tightly. Oh, you know, the thing.
Well, Moros nods.
The reason why...
Nod to the blades.
Trying to tell you is... Because the web, the spider, whatever, the eight legs themselves and the spider, they have enough power to kill you in your transformed state 10 times over, trust me.
Moros does like a double take.
It's not me I'm worried about. What happens after they kill me in the transformed state? That's the problem.
I'm pretty sure with the advancements that either Eden or Eflar has made with Arcanium, they could handle it.
Have you seen a god touch down on Earth?
I don't think we want to risk anything. I think.
Have you seen people dip into the realm of God?
Actually, yes.
Oh, well, that's pretty much Eflar at this point, I believe.
Yeah, that's kind of sadly what I've been doing. When you knock me unconscious.
We're wasting too much time here.
But I need to get on that ship. We need to get on that ship. We gotta get over there now, because we need to find a fucking vein that I could potentially use to somehow cut the connection.
That's the whole point of us going. We're gonna get our own, not this one. Not this cargo.
Okay. I just figured I'd bargain. It's okay. It's okay, Lars. We're fine. You know?
I almost can't take you seriously in your pickle Pete.
You know, if I wasn't so stressed out right now, I think this would be hilarious. But it's not. Because I'm fucking terrified at the moment. Hey, have you... Let me just phrase it like this. Have you ever heard a demon god talk to you?
No.
He's talking to me now. So, it's fun. It's real fun. It's not great. It's really awful.
Alright. Boys, just grab the damn box. Let's get the hell out of here.
Do you have a way to hide this box? Because I don't think they're going to let you take it out.
I'm pretty sure they've already secured an escape route by now.
We cleared out that way so we can get the crates out of here. Looks like the boss is coming now. You see Graham approaches. He grabs a pallet jack, and he's heading towards the crate that's next to you guys and gets it lifted. He opens the other one. Where's the other stuff?
I already told you. I'm gonna lose my mind with these people. Oh my god.
I think your friends got problems. He pulls the pallet jack and he's starting to pull the freight. We're gonna go out the west side.
See the little goblin or the little kobold hands just like, I'm fucking kissing. I told you I haven't in the bag because we were gonna try to sneak it out. For you guys. We can't do that. Because the bag can't carry 7,000 pounds of arcanium. Let's head back to your hideout.
We're actually heading on the boat because we need to smuggle the shit into Eden.
Okay. All right, let's get on the fucking boat then.
Well, then let's go. And he's pulling the pallet jack and he's taking it out this way. The west side of the building, and he pulls it between the double doors.
Did they kill to get in here?
Him and the big dude with the glowing sword are moving it together. As they get to the docks, they lift the... pump the pallet jack up.
How many dead guards do we pass on the way?
Oh, they're unconscious. You just see them plastered out on the floor. There's no blood or anything. It looks like they took them out stealthily, but not like life-threatening injuries.
I'm going to take the prospector flask and I'm going to pour out some of the alcohol behind the bush, and I'm going to set it next to one of their hands like they were drinking.
Oh my god, they're all getting fired.
Gotta cover our tracks. Let's go.
As you all leave, you all eventually help them load the arcanium onto the boat as they undo the ties and set sail. As you guys are now setting sail with over 700 pounds of arcanium in tow to Eden. And that's where we're going to end tonight's session.